Hey, what's up, people? Hope you're doing well. Hope your families are doing well too. Hope you guys are staying safe, wearing your mask, and you know, following all the guidelines. Well, today's episode, just want to dive right in. It's about the etiquette for booty call, and this is targeting the fellas, because you know, mostly when you talk about booty calls, people just are quick to think it's all about the women. Nah, bro, this one is about the fellas, man. It's about the sausage funga, as we call it here in Nairobi. So basically, this is for you as a dude. If you're invited over to a chick's house, how are you supposed to carry yourself? I just have a few pointers. I'm not all like savvy in this, but how are you supposed to carry yourself, man? So you know, it's the 21st century, and chicks of women, I should say, they've really come a long way. Yeah, they're working hard, they're getting, you know, top positions in places of work and all this, and it's amazing. It's beautiful, man. Nowadays, even in traffic, sometimes you look in the best cars you see in traffic are like driven by women. You know, they're holding top positions in law firms and stuff. It's really amazing, man. So with this woman being, you know, all empowered and all, you know, getting the championing their own, you know, rules and all this, so right now they have their own digs, man, and they're the ones who sometimes are calling the shots. For me, I've had an experience where, because you see now the dating scene is quite different. For me, I've had the experience where a chick has actually hollered at me at the club or at a social setting. You know, she walks up and she's like, yo, I saw you from across the room, can I buy you a drink, that kind of thing. And it's, I don't mind it at all. Yeah, because it's spark up some conversation, and you know, it's dope. So one of the rules that, you know, the first one is, do not let toxic masculinity get in the way. You know how some of you guys are like, nah, I'm the one who should provide, and I'm the dude in this, so I'm the one who should call the chick over, not vice versa. Bruh, stop all that shit. It's the 21st century. Get with it. Chicks are empowered, man. Women, yeah. They're empowered. So right now, they'll be the ones. Some of them just call you over, be like, yo, what's up? What are you doing on Friday? After work, do you want to like come over and kick it at my place? Probably catch some Netflix or play some board games. Whatever, are you game? Don't start thinking twice about it or thinking, yo, I'm the dude in this, so I'm supposed to be the... Nah, bro. Go for it, man. Don't let all that he say, she say, society, this crap, you know, bother you. Go for it. It's a go. She called it. And find out what it's all about. Second thing you need to know or need to do is carry an overnight bag. I cannot stress the importance of an overnight bag, man. And this overnight bag can have a bunch of stuff. First things first, you don't want to be there for a while. It's probably either going to be a weekend thing, a one-nighter. You never know. If she calls you on a Friday, she might be expecting you to leave on a Sunday. Or she might be calling over on that Friday and expect you to leave the next morning. It might be just one of those rushed booty calls. You never know, man. Carry your overnight bag. This overnight bag, what it should have is an extra pair of boxers, a toothbrush, because definitely she has like toothpaste at her place. But some chicks are like really proper. They'd probably even buy you an extra toothbrush in the morning or something like this. Make sure it's freaking wrapped. Don't just use a random one that she has there, but it's probably a boyfriend or something. So yeah, it's better if you just carry your own toothbrush. If you have sensitive skin or something like this, you can carry your own lotion. You don't really need to shave, because you've already shaved when you came from home, I presume. Carry an extra t-shirt or shirt. socks if need be. You know, some people have like sweaty feet or something, so socks if need be. I don't know, your charger, you know, anything that you know you need like on the go, carry it. Make sure you have an overnight bag. I cannot stress the importance of that. Another thing, she might just call you over and expect you to be the kind of person to, you know, come well equipped, like a Boy Scout. So if she's a drinker, then you know, you can always holler and be like, yo, so what can I bring? Can I bring a drink? Or sometimes you don't even necessarily have to ask. But I think it's proper if you ask, because you can bring vodka and she's into wine, or bring wine and she's like into tequila. So you'd rather just ask, like, yo, I'm passing by this and this place. Do you want me to grab you something on my way there? That's a very open-ended question, and it's a dope one as well, because she will put her suggestions forward, and you know, if you're good for it money wise, then you can buy. Oh yeah, I don't know why I forgot this, but dude, overnight bag, condoms is a must. Sorry, I don't know why I skipped over that, man. That's so essential. Condoms, have condoms. Don't expect her to have them. She might. Chicks nowadays, some of them have them, but just carry them just in case. You never know. The fourth thing you need to do is acknowledge that you are a sausage funga. You know, just acknowledge the fact that you're a booty hole. Don't start overthinking. She might even be your crush. She might be, you know, someone higher ranking at your place of work, or you know, whatever. But if she calls you over, don't overthink stuff and be like, yo, she probably wants to start a relationship. Nah. You're probably even a rebound guy. So go in there. Don't think about too much stuff. Just acknowledge the fact that you are a booty call. And do as a booty call should do. Don't overreach, man. Stay in your fucking lane. if number five, if you get there early, you probably might have this whole thing where she might make you a meal. If you're doing takeout, it's proper as well, but she might just want to make you a meal, you know, because it's a house, she feels comfortable. So if she's in the kitchen making the meal, don't just be that fucker who's sitting there stretching your feet on the freaking coffee table and watching movies, or stretching out on the couch waiting for her to, like, you know, make everything and bring it to you. Nah, bro, get in the kitchen. If you're not gonna do anything, even though she says she's okay, just be there, like, you know, telling stories as she cooks, or be handy, help her, or even take over and make one of the meals, or make the whole meal. She might just appreciate that, and that might be points for you to get another, you know, another booty call, man. So yeah, make sure you're in the kitchen with her. If you're not doing anything, just sip on your juice, wine, water, soda, tea. Make stories for days, and just, you know, that it'll make it easier for time to pass, and also she'll appreciate that. Chicks always appreciate that. Number six, and this one is also an important one. Don't feel too comfortable in that house. You might be there for the whole weekend. It might be a Friday to Sunday affair. It might even be like a Friday evening to Monday morning affair. Do not be too comfortable. Always remember, that is her house, and her rules are like paramount. So whatever happens, you are in her zone, man. Remember that. And then there's another thing about this. She might just not be the one paying for the house. Might be her parents. Might be her boyfriend who's not around. Might be her husband who flew out of the country. Might even be some old dude who's, you know, like a sponsor kind of guy who's paying for the house. So never, just be on your toes, man. Don't speak out of your neck and say some bullshit like, yo, so since I know you work at such and such company, and you get this and this amount of money. How can you afford this house? Bro, that's none of your business. Don't make it your business. If you're there, you're there. Don't ask such stupid questions. You might end up missing out on, you know, a good night. So that's none of your business. Don't feel too comfortable. Even if she lets you, just stay in your lane. Like I said, stay in your lane, bro. Things will definitely work out for you. Trust me on that one. Another one. Oh my god, and this one, I don't know why I feel like this point, like I also need to, I feel like it's just a list of things I need to be very, you know, like adamant about. Like, you guys need to really know this shit. Do not be the one to ask for the invite. Never ask for the invite. If you find out that, you know, this lady is living alone and you're crushing on her, or you're feeling her in that kind of way, even though she's feeling you and you guys, you know, you have the green light and everything, do not be the one to ask for that booty call, that sleepover, that weekend in. Nah, it should come from her. When it comes from her, it feels more, you know, like more organic, for lack of a better word. Because when you ask for it, it's like, don't you have your own place? Why do you want to come to mines? Is there something you want to find out? Are you a serial killer? Are you trying to cover your tracks? Do you have a wife at home? You know, all these questions just pop up. And trust me, women are so inquisitive. So if she asks you over, that's amazing. But if you're the one to ask over, trust me, 8 out of 10, you're probably not going to get invited. So if she's the one who brings it up, like, yo, want to come to my place? Even though it's after, it might even be like after a night out, you know, you've gone out, probably even as a group, blah, blah, at the end of the night, then you guys find yourself being closer to each other, and you don't even forget that the group exists. If she suggests, then that's, yo, that's all good. But if she doesn't, then don't bring it up. It has to, and I cannot emphasize this more than I can, like, it has to come from her. Trust me, coming from her, best time ever. Trust me on this one, you will never go wrong. Another point, but this I think should even deserve its own, like, episode. You know, this is if she's a single mom, you know, this brings up a whole new dynamic. Because now, with single moms, there's so many things which come into play. And when I say so many, I mean the kid or kids. You know, because always priority number one. And a single mom wouldn't want, if you're a booty call, she wouldn't want, like, the child to see you, like, just hanging there, you know, just doing nothing. Or in the morning, you're waking up in the same bed with the mom. No. That's a big no. So one thing you need to know, if she's a single mom, you have to tread very, very carefully. If the kid will be awake by the time you get to the house, you have to make friends with the kid. Just acknowledge the kid in one way or the other, or even bring a present. If you know the kid, if you don't know about this and it's a surprise for you when you get there, then, you know, just acknowledge the kid's presence and, you know, be a bit inquisitive. Not too much though. Don't delve into, like, yo, where's the dad and all that. Although it's a good question to ask, but that might not be the time. Like I said, go back to number four. Point number four. Acknowledge that you're just a sausage funga. You're a booty call. So all that inquisitive shit, wachana nayo. You can ask, like, over the top questions, like, how old, what's her name and all that. But all that other bullshit for, hey, where's your dad? Even though you might want to need to know, because, yo, that guy might just pop up at any time. But don't do it. Trust me. Don't do it. But the one for the single mom, I guess that'll do a different episode. Because there's a lot that comes into play. So anyway, those are my pointers. So as a dude, it's the 21st century. Chicks nowadays, by the time they're done with the form 4, they want to leave their houses. And they want to explore. Just like us dudes, they want to, like, see what's out there. They want to, you know, have that whole phase and stuff like this. So don't be out there hating on them and stuff. Yo, we're out there doing the same thing, you know. So what do you expect them to do? So if you're called on as a booty call, acknowledge it. If you want to, if you're feeling her, you know. And if you take these steps, bro, trust me, there's a very, very high chance that you might just get a second call. If you want to push it to the next level, like be on some girlfriend, boyfriend type of stuff, or, you know, even like the long run and probably see yourself ending up together, it can work out if you follow my rules. So just remember, you are a booty call. Nothing more than that, unless she likes what she got and, you know, she wants it to go further than that. Or if you like, you can always say and see what happens. Don't be shy as well. Just, you know, say it out loud. Like, yo, I like what happened. Do you think we have a thing going on? If not, it's all good. I'll fall back. If yes, then let's try it out. Let's see what happens. So, from wherever you're listening to this in the world, I hope you're safe. Keep safe. Wash your goddamn hands. And wear your mask when you go outside. No hugging, no kissing. Unless the people that you're with in the same house, because you know they don't have COVID. Possibly. But you're just trying to keep safe, keep everyone safe so that we can get out of this together. Be safe. Peace out. Stay safe. Bye bye. Good night. Good morning. Have a good one. Peace. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I forgot to say, I'm so excited. This is season 2. So like I said, I'll try my best to incorporate new ideas into it. And my first idea was to add like guests to my podcast. So pretty much on the next episode, I'll have a guest on and, you know, see what happens. The first try, like I said, was a bit but for this one, I'm sure it'll be really, really dope. So thanks for hanging with me, man. Made it to season 2. Let's go. Alright, peace, for real now. The episode is done. Cool, you can go on doing whatever you're doing. Alright.